On a busy day, Charles Terrell says he can rack up about 7 miles on his phone's pedometer walking from classroom to classroom at Waco's Tennyson Middle School.
Terrell is a behavioral specialist.
He, along with two others at the school, make up a behavioral support team. They specifically focus on helping students who either have a history of behavioral problems or might just be acting up for a day or two.
And people who are having issues, we pull them out to the side and make sure that, you know, we try to talk to them, try to counsel with them a little bit, try to figure out what the problem is.
Terrell says he sees his job as more about establishing a relationship and mentoring the student to prevent them from getting a referral.
You can be a real harsh, brass person, and you don't get the results as well as you do when you're just building relationships with kids, you know. And that's what I emphasize to the team. It's all about the relationships, because the relationships at the end of the day is what's going to carry us forward.
Tennyson is the largest middle school in the district. The campus houses over 900 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. The Texas Education Agency's accountability report shows the school met standards in all areas in 2013, and they earned distinctions in reading, science, and post-secondary readiness. But Tennyson principal Lisa Hall says these numbers can be deceiving. That's because the campus is also home to Atlas, an academy for gifted and talented students in the district.
When you take those scores out of the mix and you look at the remainder of students, which is about 2/3 of the population, you see some different scores.
And last year, Hall says the school had about 2,200 behavioral referrals.
Teachers would write referrals, send them to the office, either with the student or without the student, and then an assistant principal will get a referral and then dish out consequences according to the offense.
Hall says most of these incidents were small things like forgetting supplies or minor discrepancies in the school's code of conduct. And with nearly 83% of the school's population at an economic disadvantage, Terrell says sometimes students missing breakfast also causes distractions in the classroom.
That kid is having problems. Well, I didn't get a chance to eat. The bus was running late. Then we'll pull them and take them to the snack machine and say, hey, you know, here's a snack for you. Or we'll have one of the cafeteria works. Or this kid didn't get a chance to eat this morning. And a lot of times that takes care of the problem right then and there.
It's an approach Hall says she likes much better. So far, the number of referrals on her campus has greatly dropped compared to this time last year. And at the last principal's meeting, she says other schools were reporting less behavioral issues too. Hall says the goal of the behavioral aids is to really help increase learning time in the classroom. And that, in the long run, will increase struggling test scores. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Ament.